Good morning.
AJ, Donnie Avery's out, which means you're going to be starting. Talk about starting now for this team and what your responsibilities are going to be.
I mean, just going in and just playing my role, man. Just more so like in my playbook more so this week and just trying to be more accountable this week. I got to fill in them shoes, you know, everything that 17 did. I got to be that guy now, so that's just my main focus right now.
And you're playing against your old team, too. Is there always something to that?
Nah, I mean, I'm just more focused on myself, man, trying to get myself ready to play. I mean, can't go down there with all these emotions on my first start, you know what I'm saying? So it's not going to be a good thing about being so emotional about going back, you know what I'm saying? So I got to stay focused, got to stay in my playbook, got to just, you know, just keep it simple.
What do you think you can bring to this offense?
Oh, man. So, I mean, you ask Coach Reed. I'm just feeling there for Donnie Avery, man. Just trying to do my job the best I can do. And just, that's it.
Mitchell, when you say that, so what do you expect? Like, what do you want to do from this week?
I just expect to go out there and just execute every play that I can, man. Just, if I catch a pass, I catch a pass. If I don't, I don't. I mean, it's not about that. Just go out there, just do what I got to do. That's it.
Alex, have you talked to Alex? Like, has he given you any word of encouragement since?
Not yet. I'm sure he will, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How competitive is he, man? Like, you've gotten to know him a little bit. Just how competitive is he as a guy?
Oh, Alex?
Mm-hmm.
Very competitive. I mean, a lot of guys probably won't see it because, he's real composed and real kind of like one speed as far as that. But he's real, real competitive, though.
You got to know this guy. I mean, does he – anything different this week with him, or is it just the same old Alex?
It's same for right now. I mean, you know, you can't play the game until it's Sunday, you know what I'm saying? So ain't no telling when, you know. But, you know, right now we just focus on the game plan and just trying to just go out there and try to have a good game on offense. That's it.
Is that an easy thing for you to do, put the nerves and the whole situation out of your mind and just go and play football?
Yeah, it's easy because I know everybody expecting me to be going back down there with some kind of fire and something. So, yeah, it's easy because everybody expect me to do that. So, I'm going the opposite way. You know what I'm saying? I'm focused on myself, on 15, and in this team and trying to get this stuff, I mean, like this team better. So, that's it.
Hey, what kind of example did Coach Reed set last year when he went back to face Philly? Like, right. It seems like guys, he didn't tell y'all, like, it meant more to him beforehand, did he? I mean.
Nah, I mean, you know, we ain't dumb as players. I mean, you know, we all know, you know, Coach Reed been there for so long, for 14 years maybe, something like that. So, I mean, you know, we know. And just like me, Alex, and Cooper going back, like, you know, they all know, and we all know. So, we ain't got to explain it. You just, you know, just go back and play football. That's it. I mean, we ain't got to sit here and talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So.
Good?
AJ, you've got a chance to play with Colin Kaepernick. What makes him so unique from other quarterbacks?
I mean, I think the film speaks for itself. I mean, dude got paid, what, $100 million? I mean, what can I say? You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's Kaepernick. He can run. He can throw. He's very athletic. He's just the captain of that offense. Pretty much simple.